He may have to appear before lawmakers to answer their questions for the second time, as some 83 Iranian parliament members signed a document to once again question President Ahmadinejad. According to informed forces in the parliament, the document includes questions about what some MPs call the government's failure to control high inflation, soaring prices of basic goods, and the rise of foreign currency against the rial.
The number of those who want to question the president has reached the legal limit. Therefore, the signatures have been submitted to the presiding board of the parliament. If the presiding board confirms the signatures, then the parliament will have to question the president.
Last week, 102 parliament members signed the document, which was submitted to the parliament's planning committee. However, later some 40 signatures were revoked by MPs, who had reached a conclusion that questioning the president was not a priority for the time being. The document, therefore, was not submitted.
As a parliamentary procedure, if the presiding board officially receives the signatures, then MPs won't be allowed to take back their signatures.
There are already contradictory reports on whether the questioning is final or not. Some MPs like Javad Jahangirzadeh say that lawmakers have until next Sunday to take back their signatures in case they change their mind. But others like Ali Motahari say that the motion with 83 signatures has been submitted to the presiding board of the parliament and cannot be taken back. According to the law, at least 74 Iranian parliament members must sign the document for it to be submitted for review. Next Sunday, Iran's parliament will hold its first open session after a holiday. The document is expected to be read out in the parliament in order to officially notify the president. If the announcement takes place, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad will have a month to attend the parliament and answer to the MPs. I'm Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.